The school program begins with basics like, where does electricity come from?
It's kind of funny because lightning, I've heard a few times where I'll say, where does electricity come from? Oh, lightning. We also have students who just say, you know, the light switch, the outlet, and not necessarily thinking beyond where is it coming from to actually get there.
Colleen Fisk works for the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. She travels all over the state to talk about electricity to students, and she visited Bethel last week.
So the main purpose was visiting the schools. I wanted to teach, so that's part of my job, is teaching about the energy efficiency.
Fisk has a program that she wants to bring to the Lower Kuskokwim School District. It's designed to help kids conserve energy.
Something called the Power Pledge Challenge throughout the state. This is the sixth year that we're doing this, but the first year that we are in the Lower Kuskokwim School District.
So how does the Power Pledge work? Kids calculate how much electricity appliances use, like a refrigerator, a washer, and a dryer, and then they promise to cut down on energy so that they can enter to win prizes.
And we start out with simple things like turning off your lights. We also go through an example of switching out bulbs to LED bulbs. But then we also try to remember the heating portion and talk about that because that is often what is costing more.
Rural Alaskans face high energy costs, so high that most bills homeowners receive are subsidized by the state. But the cost is still high enough to make it hard for many to pay the bill. Fisk says it's important for people to reduce their energy use, and she also wants to correct some misconceptions about energy, like where it comes from, and what technology is used to make it. Much of the energy for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta comes from diesel generators, natural gas for heating, and a little bit from wind turbines. All that technology has an environmental cost, like greenhouse gas emissions or killing birds. Fisk acknowledges that reducing heating costs in village homes will take more than individual actions by kids and parents, but they can help reduce some power consumption, and that will help. She also says that starting with kids could help educate parents on how to reduce those costs.
We tend to compare it to the no smoking campaign. You know, they targeted students and say, oh, smoking is really bad for you, and kids went home and talked to their parents, hey, why are you smoking? You know, and so I don't necessarily want to say that using energy is the same as that, because obviously we need it for our life, our quality of life.
Fisk planned visits to smaller schools in the district, Gweetlik, Kasiglik, and Quigilangok, to talk about the Power Pledge and electricity. But she was only able to make it to one school. She was caught in the typical bush scenario, bad weather and limited power grid.
And so I was sitting in Grant Aviation Day trying to get to Kasiglik, and we were on weather hold. It was foggy and waiting for it to clear up a little bit, and then the power goes out.
But she says she'll just schedule some video and internet conferences instead. That'll use a little more power, but less aviation fuel. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.